Mics are live.
Good evening. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 5:05 p.m. on Thursday, December 19th, 2019. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Chrisman. So we do have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Chrisman? Commissioner Fedorchuk, any opening comments? And then I'll just hand it over to you since this is your portfolio.
Alrighty, very good. I'll just move right into my first motion. I move the commission adopt the order issuing first reissued first amended certificate of site compatibility number 7 to Ashbula Wind 1 LLC in Ashbula Wind LLC, Ashbula Wind 1 LLC transfer site certificate citing application case number PU-19-336.
Second.
So on October 8th of this year, Ashbula Wind and Ashbula Wind 1 filed a joint application for expedited transfer of first amended certificate of site compatibility number 7 from Ashbula Wind to Ashbula Wind 1. On October 22nd, we issued a notice of opportunity for hearing that provided until November 22nd for receiving written comments and hearing requests. No comments or requests were received. The affidavit of Daniel Gerard, Vice President of Ashbula Wind LLC, states that Ashbula Wind 1 has the financial and technical qualifications to own and operate the Ashbula Wind Energy Center. Further, Ashbula Wind 1 agrees to assume the rights and obligations of the site certificate and agrees to comply with the terms of the Commission's order. As part of a tax equity financing transaction associated with the repowering of Ashbula Wind Energy Center, the repowered wind generation assets must be transferred into a new project company. So having considered this matter, the Commission finds that Ashbula 1 agrees and is able to comply with the terms and conditions of the certificate, and the requested transfer is compatible with public interest.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I just will take a moment to say, and for all three of our agenda items today, because they all have to do with Ashtabula, our kind of unusual start time. This isn't the first time we've had a 5:05 meeting start time, but it's rare. And fact of the matter is, these did not seem like controversial cases or that might be the kind of thing that would generate a lot of, or probably any, public comment or concern. But we followed the law and put out a notice of opportunity for hearing or comments, and that time expired at 5 o'clock today. And so, just in anticipation that there probably would be none, which there were none, we scheduled this meeting so we can wrap up these cases in the most timely manner possible under the law.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. The second motion is similar. I move the commission adopt the order issuing first reissued certificate of corridor compatibility number 104 and route permit 114 to Ashbula Wind 1 LLC in Ashbula Wind LLC, Ashbula Wind 1 LLC, transfer of corridor certificate and route permit, citing application case number PU-19-345.
Second.
So this is basically the same thing for the transmission line that's associated with this same project. There is the approximately 9.5-mile, 230-kilovolt transmission line and associated facilities in Barnes County. This is the transfer where we set out the notice of opportunity for a hearing that provided until today, December 19th at 5 o'clock, for receiving written comments and hearing requests, and no comments or requests were received. So the company has followed the same process, certifying that they have the financial and technical qualifications to own and operate this facility, and that they agree to assume the rights and obligations of the route permit and comply with the terms and conditions of our order. So having considered all those things, this too appears to be in compatible with public interest.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And that's it for me.
Commissioner Christman.
I move the commission acknowledge the withdrawal of the parent guarantee filed on August 29th, 2019 by Ashtabula LLC and Ashtabula LLC 148.5 megawatt wind energy center, Valley City, North Dakota, decommissioning plan and cost, case number PU-10-103. I further move the commission approve the parent guarantee filed on October 24th, 2019 by Ashtabula Wind 1 LLC and Ashtabula Wind 1 LLC 148.5 megawatt wind energy center, Valley City, North Dakota, decommissioning plan and cost, case number PU-10-103.
Second.
So we're back again to basically the same subject as the first motion today, having to do with the wind farm itself, with the Ashtabula wind farm. On June 27th of 2018, this commission approved Ashtabula Wind's revised decommissioning plan and cost estimate. The facility has a nameplate capacity of 148.5 megawatts and consists of 99 turbines. The cost estimate that was approved about a year and a half ago was $12.375 million. So then a little over a year later, on August 29th of this year, Ashtabula Wind filed a parent guarantee in the amount of $12.375 million for decommissioning the facility with NextEra Energy Capital Holdings Incorporated as the guarantor and with Ashtabula Wind LLC as the owner obligor. The difference in that year was, under our rules, they had to have their decommissioning plan in, and so they did that back in 2018. It was this year when the requirement for the financial assurances kicked in, and they filed that. So that was August. Now on October 24th of 2019, Ashtabula Wind 1, the new company that we've just approved the motions for, filed a new parent guarantee in order to reflect the proposed joint application for transfer. The new parent guarantee is, as before, in the amount of $12.375 million with NextEra Energy Capital Holdings Incorporated as the guarantor, but now has Ashtabula Wind 1 LLC as the owner obligor.
Well, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay. I do not believe we have anything else on the agenda. Any scheduling matters?
I do have one scheduling matter I just wanted to throw out there, and that is it seems maybe not before Christmas, but the week after Christmas, if there's any time that we might be able to find to talk about the compliance with the light mitigation technologies and talk through the law, what it says, and what we've heard from the companies since we've sent them all a letter, and what our options are, what we might be thinking in terms of compliance actions, if any, in order, but I just wanted to see what your schedules. I don't have a proposed date. I was thinking maybe the 30th, but I think that's Monday. Monday is the 30th.
I'm not available then.
Oh, you aren't. Are you available that week between Christmas and New Year's, 30th or 31st? Or the 20th?
What about
6th or 7th?
What? The 26th in the morning would work for me. I don't know about you two.
I could do late. Oh, Pat.
I just have one comment. The letters that I sent to the companies, it gave them until December 31st to respond.
To respond.
So I don't know if you want to meet before that or not.
What about the 2nd or 3rd?
Sure, we could do it.
Days
that.
Right after New Year's.
Yeah, maybe that would be better. Thanks, Pat, for mentioning that. Yeah, well, let's look at those. I don't have none of us do so, but maybe we can throw out a proposed time for one of those dates. I think my calendar's pretty open.
Does anybody know which day of the week January 1st is on?
January
Wednesday.
So Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep.
So Thursday or Friday?
No.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon or any time on Friday would work okay. for me.
I'm okay if we just schedule a Thursday afternoon, then, if that works for you guys.
We could try that. Let's do it. I need to double-check my calendar because I did make some... my doctor's appointments and stuff are before the end of the year. So, yeah. Do we want to say? What time do you think, Brian?
I'm going to be traveling back from Rochester. So
that day?
Right. 2, 3 might be a
three
little
o'clock.
More palatable
sure.
if it doesn't...
3 o'clock on the 2nd?
Does that work for...
That works fine.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Pat?
Sure does.
Okay, good. Okay. Adam, you'll probably want to come, and we probably would need our attorneys, one of them, so we can double-check sure. those guys.
I'll be visiting the kids, so...
Yeah, that's exciting.
I should, whenever you say Rochester, I should probably...
Yes.
...clarify.
Okay, very good. So you guys will get that added to the
yes.
calendar. That's it for me.
All right. Anything else, Commissioner Christie?
I do not.
We are adjourned.